Biden re-election video fails to mention a single first-term accomplishment. By Joel B. Polak on April 25, 2023. President Joe Biden launched his re-election bid on Tuesday with the release of a new video that fails to name a single achievement in his first term, nor any plan for what he might hope to achieve in his second term. Instead, the video dwells on abortion, personal freedom, as well as MAGA extremists, whom the country must defeat in what Biden calls a battle for the soul of our nation, repeating a theme from his 2020 campaign. The full, annotated transcript is as follows. Images of January 6, followed by Supreme Court protester holding abortion as healthcare sign. Freedom. Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans. There's nothing more important. Nothing more sacred. The line is taken from Biden's much-criticized Dark Brandon speech at Philadelphia's Independence Hall. That's been the work of my first term, to fight for our democracy. This shouldn't be a red or blue issue. The latter is from Biden's first address to Congress in 2021, and refers to his demand for greater gun control. To protect our rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally, and that everyone is given a fair shot at making it. But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms. Cutting Social Security that you've paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy. There is no Republican plan to cut Social Security, though Biden advocated doing so for many years. And Biden admits the fact that tax cuts passed by Republicans in 2017 primarily benefited the middle class. Dictating what healthcare decisions women can make. Banning books, and telling people who they can love, all while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote. This repeats several debunked claims. Republicans are not banning books, though Democrats are moving to restrict free speech and freedom of the press, and there is no evidence that new voter integrity laws restrict the ability to vote. In fact, laws like voter ID are correlated with higher turnout, including among minorities. When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we were in a battle for the soul of America. And we still are. This is a reference to the Charlottesville Very Fine People hoax, which Biden used to motivate his campaign. The questions we're facing is whether in the years ahead, we have more freedom or less freedom. More rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do, too. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election. Because I know America. I know we're good and decent people. I know we're still a country that believes in honesty and respect and treating each other with dignity. That we're a nation where we give hate no safe harbor. We believe that everyone is equal, that everyone should be given a fair shot to succeed in this country. Ironically, Biden's policy of equity sets aside equality and treats people unequally in the hope of achieving equal outcomes and addressing what Democrats describe as historical injustices that have persisted. Thank you for choosing us.
Thank you.
Every generation of Americans has faced a moment when they have to defend democracy. Stand up for our personal freedom. Stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights. And this is our moment. Thanks, man. We, the people, will not be silenced. Ironically, the Biden administration has pressured social media companies to silence political dissent. Well, God love ya. Ariba Biden. So if you're with me, go to joebiden.com and sign up. Let's finish this job. I know we can. Because this is the United States of America. And there's nothing, simply nothing we can't do if we do it together. The only hints at any kind of first-term achievement are images of Biden's nomination of Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. The video does not mention economic policy, nor foreign policy, nor challenges like inflation or the border. It is focused on oblique references to abortion and attacks on MAGA extremists. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudill, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.